Parshas Achremois, the Avoida on Yom HaKippurim, and the very famous Goyrol on the Shnei Seirim, Goyrol Echod LaShem, but Goyrol Echod LaAzazel. They cast lots, they made a Goyrol on the two goats, and one went LaShem, to the highest Madrega of Zerika inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the biggest Kapora of the year, and the other one was thrown out to an ignominious death, LaAzazel, thrown down the mountain. And obviously, this Goyrol is a much deeper thing than we can understand and comprehend, but we analyze it on a very superficial level, the way we can relate to it. And the Mefarshim explain that on Yom Kippur, the Torah teaches us a lesson. A person has to know that we are faced with only two choices. There's a Goyrol Echod LaShem, we can dedicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if not, then the other Goyrol, the other option, is a Goyrol Echod LaAzazel. A person shouldn't think that I can be mediocre, that I can manage without being looking to grow and to become greater and bigger and better, but I'm still not going to be an Azazel. Says the Torah, no, you have only two options. In a similar way, we find how Grizim and how Evil. It's either this or it's that. Oirach Chaim Lema'alo Lemaskil. A person has to strive to grow and become greater. Lema'an Sur Miredesh Sho'oil Tachlis, in order to avoid going downhill. But there's no staying static. If you're not going up, then you're going down. We stand now in the days of Sfiras HaOmer. Usfartim Lochem Mimocharas HaShabos. You should start counting Mimocharas HaShabos. And the Gemara tells us that Mocharas HaShabbos means the day after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Tzidukim, however, explain Mocharas HaShabbos to mean literally the day after Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos itself. And we find in the Gemara many different things in which the Tzidukim were desperate to convince the Chachamim to force Klal Yisrael to start Sfiras HaOmer on a Motzei Shabbos. And equally, we find the Chachamim went to great lengths to show and disprove and display that we're not doing like the Tzidukim. So much so that on the day which the Tzidukim would reckon to be their Shavuos, according to their calculation, the Gemara says in Chagiga that Chazal said that's dafka the day to make a hesped and to make a tanis as a public declaration that we don't reckon Mocharas HaShabbos like the Tzedukim. Obviously, the Torah had its reasons why in this mitzvah the Torah decided to call Mocharas HaShabbos when it really meant Mocharas Yom Tov, but now unfortunately no time for that explanation. What we do need to understand is why the big fight? Why was this one of the big fights between the Tzedukim and the Kabbalah of Torah, true Yiddishkeit? We find other machloikasin on Nisuch HaMayim, which we understand better, because Nisuch HaMayim is entirely a matter of Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Tzedukim don't recognize Torah Shebaal Peh. Similarly, the Gemara says there was a machloikas that we paskin that the Korban Tomid has to be brought particularly from the money of the Trumas Alishcha. Again, Alochal Moshe B'Sinai, which the Tzedukim disagreed with, vehemently opposed to. But the question is, and we find, of course, a machlokes on Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where do you put the Ketores onto the Gecholim, inside or outside, which is again Alochal Moshe B'Sinai, and represents very deep things, which is not for now. But here we have, at the end of the day, a simple machloekas. What does the Torah mean when it says Mocharas HaShabbos? Is this issue so important that the Tzedukim put in so much effort to try to send false witnesses to the Beis Din in order that the Beis Din should make the Rosh Chodesh on the day that it suited the Tzedukim, that should work out to be Motzei Shabbos, the day of Sfiras HaOmer, not Motzei Yom Tov, and that the Chachamim went to such lengths that we have to stress the fact that we don't start on Motzah Shabbos and we do start on Motzah Yom Tov. What's this all about? Says the Shem Shmuel, a very important yesod. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we went out, we were taken out from the subjugation, from the hard work, from the living in the Golos, everything that Mitzrayim represents. As far as the Tzedukim were concerned, this is a goal in its own right. Emancipation, freedom, happiness, we can do what we like, we are our own nation. The Torah, on the other hand, says no. The purpose of all this is only to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You leave Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan and you experience wonderful Nisim, says the Torah, U'safartem lochem, immediately you must start counting towards Sefiras HaOmer, Mimochras HaShabbos, the day after you left Mitzrayim. In fact, the Chinuch says that we should really have started counting on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we're so busy with the mitzvahs of the first day of Pesach that the Torah says only start the next day. But the counting is immediate, because that's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Tzedukim, on the other hand, look at Yetzias Mitzrayim as a goal in its own right. For those people who are interested in Kabbalah HaTorah, there'll be a Kabbalah HaTorah 7 weeks later. And if you're not so interested in it, then you can settle for the Yetzias Mitzrayim by itself without going on to the Kabbalah HaTorah, which follows subsequently. So therefore, they don't want to start counting immediately on Pesach by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, they translate the Pasuk as Fata Rechem Mimochas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, on a convenient day of the week, on a Sunday, and not the day after Yetzias Mitzrayim. We count our Sefiras HaOmer, Hayoim, we start the first day, Hayoim Yoim Echod BaOmer, and the Mepharshim already discussed that in Numbers it should really have said Rishoin. And why do we say Echod? This is again to show that we're not counting like the Tzedukim. Tzedukim count always the first day is going to be a Sunday. In the Torah, the Sunday is called Hayoim Yoim Rishoin. No. We say Hayoim Yom Echad Loimer. It's the first day since the Korban Oimer, the first day since the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim leads us, is only there in order to lead to a Kabbalah HaTorah. The Rishonim bring from the Yerushalmi that we drink four kaisers on Seder night, and the way we pass in Aruch Lamaisa, we are machmeh for the opinions which say that not only you're not allowed to eat after Avikomen, you're not allowed to drink anything after Avikomen, and therefore there's no drinking, not after the third kois, other than the fourth kois, and no drinking after the fourth kois either. This is the way we are choshish for the Rosh. But the Rishonim bring from the Yerushalmi, the Rishonim holds otherwise. The Rishonim holds that you're not allowed to eat after the kohen, you're allowed to drink. And therefore after the fourth kohes, you're allowed to drink. But between the third kohes and the fourth kohes, there's no drinking allowed. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. Without an explanation, why is there no drinking allowed? They have to be close to one another. There must be in juxtaposition and no delay between the third and the fourth kohes. Why is this? Says the Imre Emes and the Shem Mishmuel, because we know that we drink four koises, keneged the four lashonos of gula, v'yitzesi, v'yitzalti, v'go'alti, and then v'lokachti. The Mepharshim explain the three expressions of freedom, v'yitzesi, v'yitzalti, v'go'alti. They refer to the different stages of the Tzoros in Mitzrayim. We went down to Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Geri Yezarecha Be'eretz Lo'elohem, stage number one. Stage number two, Ve'avodim. Stage number three, Ve'inu Oysom. We will work and we will be afflicted. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we also went through stages. Ve'itzesi, that's from the Ve'inu Oysom. Ve'itzalti, from Ve'avodim. Ve'itzesi, Ve'itzalti, Ve'go'alti, that we will be able to go out of Mitzrayim. We won't even be anymore Geri Yezarecha Be'eretz Lo'elohem. So far explains the Or HaChaim in Parashas Ve'era. After that immediately comes V'itzesi, V'itzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lokachti, we become the Am Hashem, we're Mekabel the Torah. Says the Talmud Yerushalmi, after drinking three koises, don't stop, don't drink other things, don't give the impression that V'itzesi, V'itzalti, V'ga'alti is a goal in its own right, but immediately go forward to the fourth kois, V'lokachti, I take you, I give you the Torah. This is the purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer, to show the connection that immediately upon Yetzias Mitzrayim it leads towards the Kabbalas HaTorah that took place later. The Yerushalmi continues and says that this is similar to, we know in Adar we have four parashas: Parashas Shkolim, Zohar, Pora, and Achodesh. And sometimes we have a break in the middle. You can have a break before one, after the other. But there's one place where there's no break, and that is between Parashas Pora and Parashas Achodesh. There's never a break. They have to be two parashas, one after the other, similar to the third and the fourth kois. That's what the Yerushalmi says, and the Shemeshmul explains, because the Parashas Shkolim and Zohar and Pora represent the fact that Klal Yisrael is far removed from the cardinal middos of Kina and Taiva and Kovod. Kina and wanting money, Klal Yisrael, we have Parashas Shkolim, we give away our money for the Ruchnias, for the Beis HaMikdash. Taiva is represented by Amalek, and there we have a Parashas Zohar. Kovod is represented by the Chet of the Egel and the Kapora of the Pora Aduma, and the Pora Aduma must have an Ezoiv and a Shni Toilas, because it's the opposite of Kovod. These are the three things of Kina and Taiva and Kovod. A person has to work hard to remove himself from all of these, but he mustn't stop there. He mustn't think that when he's removed himself from everything bad in this world, he can rest on his laurels and he doesn't need to grow further. This has to be followed immediately by the Parashas HaChodesh. HaChodesh Azeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, an opportunity to steig, an opportunity for Yetzias Mitzrayim, which leads through Sfiras HaOmer to Kabbalah HaTorah. Says the Yerushalmi, in the same way that there's never a break between Pora and Chodesh, so too we don't break between the third kois and the fourth kois. And for the same reason, we don't break between the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Sfiras HaOmer, Sfartem Lachem Mimochras HaShabbos. When we look in Parashas Achremos and we see Gorer Echod LaShem, Gorer Echod LaZozel, this is represented in the days that we are counting now of the Sfiras HaOmer. We want to remove ourselves from Mitzrayim and go forward towards the Kabbalas HaTorah, to be zeicher, to be the Goral Echod LaShem, to introduce Ruchnias into our lives and come closer to Hashem Yisroel.